With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran and the United States are going to continue their talks about Iran's nuclear program. They had the first round today in Oman, and according to official Iranian TV, the two representatives plan to sit down again this coming week. Donna Werder reports on good news for Americans purchasing electronics not made in the U.S.
The Trump administration says it's excluding electronics, such as laptops and smartphones, from reciprocal tariffs. Friday's announcement could keep prices down for popular electronics that are made outside the U.S. and would also benefit tech companies like Samsung and Apple. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection says also included in the exemption are machines used to make semiconductors and flat panel monitors. U.S. importers have been bracing for the impact of President Donald Trump's staggering 145% levy on Chinese imports, which include everything from children's toys to coloring books to baby carriages. Donna Werder, Washington.
The president says he's feeling upbeat after completing his annual physical examination. More details from White House correspondent Greg Clugston, who's traveling with the president.
Following several hours of tests at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the president told reporters aboard Air Force One,
"Every test you can imagine. Was there for a long time. The yearly physical. I think I did well."
The 78-year-old president also said he underwent a cognitive exam. Over the years, Donald Trump has released few details about his health. He said a report from White House doctors should be released this weekend. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
An investigation is underway into the helicopter crash that killed six people, the pilot and a family of Spanish tourists, and when the chopper plunged into the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey. This is SRN News. A new religious freedom law is on the books in Georgia.
Modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the legislation bars state and local governments from impeding someone's religious rights in most cases and stopping the enforcement of laws that conflict with an individual's religious expression. Greg Chaffin of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This law provides a sensible balancing test for courts to use when reviewing government policies that infringe upon the religious freedom rights of Georgians." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024. The list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Number two on the list is Maya Kabayi's Gender Queer. This is SRN News. U.S. Senator John Husted says world trade has been tilted in China's favor ever since it was allowed into the World Trade Organization back in 2001, and most Americans know it's time for a change.
It's a reckoning that we've delayed. The president passionately believes that he has the responsibility to fight this fight now and get a good deal for America on trade, and I think that most people are giving him some latitude.
Husted says that the trade imbalance has allowed China to build its military and seriously weaken the U.S. industrial base at the very same time.
China's trade surplus, not only with us but with the rest of the world, is allowing them to fund their military and become a threat to all of us in the world, and a reset is necessary.
Voters in the oil-rich African country of Gabon casting ballots in a presidential election. That country's military rulers hope it will legitimize their grip on power. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.